Priest friend of mine sent me the story a few weeks back, and I want to share it with you. And it's a story of one of his friends who is a cab driver and often did night shifts to make just a little more money. One day, at 2:30 in the morning, the cab driver was called to an apartment. When he got there, he saw no one except a single dim light at the entrance. Normally, in such circumstances, cab drivers tell us that they normally honk once or twice, and if they see no one within a minute, they drive away, not willing to take a risk to go in. On that day, this cab driver decided to go in and knock at the door. He heard a frail voice mumble something. A minute later, the door opened, and an elderly woman stood at the door with one small bag. From the look of the apartment, it seemed she'd lived there alone. From the entrance, the cab driver could not see anything much except for a neatly packed cardboard box, probably containing her belongings. The furniture was all covered as if no one had used them for some time. The man offered to help her with the bag, and offering his other hand, he slowly walked her to the car. She thanked him for being so kind, and he replied that he would have done the same thing for his mother. She gave him the address and asked if he could drive to the address through downtown. The cab driver said that there was a shorter route rather than taking the long route through downtown. She insisted driving through downtown. She said to him that she had plenty of time as she was on her way to the hospice. She did not have much longer to live. She had no family, and she wanted to drive through downtown because she wanted to pass by the place where her husband and her had lived briefly after they were married. The cab driver's heart sank as he heard the story. They reached the destination, a small hospice, and someone received this woman at the door with a wheelchair. The woman looked at the cab driver with gratitude in her eyes. He did not charge her for the ride. He merely bent down and gave her a hug. She held him tightly and said, "You gave an old woman a little moment of joy. Thank you." As the door to the hospice shut, the cab driver felt that a door to life had been shut. The cab driver did not pick any more passengers that day. But the cab driver ends the story saying, "For the remainder of the day, I could hardly talk." What if that woman had gotten an angry driver, or one who was impatient to end his shift? What if I had refused to take the run, or had honked once, then driven away? What if I had been in a foul mood and refused to engage the woman in conversation? How many other moments like that had I missed or failed to grasp? My friend who sent me the story ended by saying, "People may not remember exactly what you did or what you said, but they will always remember how you made them feel." Folks, in today's second reading, Paul says to the Romans, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another." I've asked myself many times this week, what does this mean? What does it mean to owe nothing to anyone except to love? Certainly, the taxi driver's story gives me some ideas. So, basing myself on the example of the cab driver and on the example of Jesus, I offer three thoughts. First, love is an attitude. Love is not just a feeling. It's not just about wishful thinking. It's an attitude, a kind of basic instinct. It is that first thought that comes to mind when I see someone or encounter a situation. If the first thought that emerges in me is goodness, kindness, gentleness, if my basic instinct is to care, to serve, to help, to build up, to encourage, to make things better, that is love. When Paul says, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, I think he means that our instinctive response to anyone in any situation is healthy, good, positive, selfless, sacrificial, and helpful. Secondly, love is honesty. I'm sure we have lived in life enough to know that not everyone around us acts in love. For such situations, Jesus seems to give us a strategy to deal with those who err. Speaking to the erring person directly before taking any further steps. I'm not sure if this is applicable in every situation, but it is a strategy. I believe that the core principle at play in Jesus' strategy is honesty. For me, honesty in relationships means the following: that I practice in my own life what I try to correct in others. That I do not say things behind a person that I would not say in their presence. That I'm open to correction, that I am open to correction when others correct me. That I am both willing and open to forgiveness, reconciliation, and healing. And finally, love is a commitment. After all we have said and done, despite our best attitude, love may not always be reciprocated with love. The chance that we will encounter negativity in the form of abuse or betrayal, hate, inequality, racism, injustice is real. In such circumstances, owe nothing except to love one another means that we do not allow other people's behavior to alter our capacity for love. Love is a commitment. Even when we find ourselves in loveless situations, we stay committed to love. The Eucharist is a sacrament of love. As we participate in the Eucharist, may we owe nothing to one another except to love one another. For as St. Paul says, love is the fulfillment of the law. Amen.